Okay, we got Owen. Give you number two. So, what did you do for your last holiday?
My last holiday was in the summer, and myself and a friend went to Corfu.
Okay. And why did you choose that holiday?
Well, we decided we wanted somewhere hot and not too expensive, basically, cheap and cheerful. We looked around a few package holidays and stuff, but we ended up booking our flights with EasyJet and booking the hotel directly.
Okay. And why is price, like, the first, like, the first thing you think, why is price the most important thing to you?
Well, isn't price the most important thing for a lot of people? And we knew we'd be able to get a week away for not too much. So we were looking for something that didn't break the bank for a week of sun.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think, you know, price is important. I'm wondering if that is that the overriding fact. You want to go somewhere sunny and hot, but
you want the best you can get for your money. So when I was deciding which Greek island or island to go to, we kind of made a short list of about five, and then I looked to see what the cheapest flight to these five destinations were. So that chose the destinations based on the price of the flights. And then once we decided on the destination, we used TripAdvisor as well, and other review sites. Things like hotel.com have reviews. So we looked around. We basically had a budget for the hotel, and we looked to see what hotels had the best reviews within that price range.
Okay. And why do other people's reviews, why are they important to you?
Because, well, for example, when we were looking at the package tours, we just didn't know what the hotels were going to be like. There's no way of knowing if you're going to get value for money, whereas the reviews give you a good indication of whether what you pay for, basically. So, you know, even if it's a really cheap hotel, people will give it a good review based on the value for money rather than just being cheap, you know. So, like, if you book a package, you might go for the lowest price, but the accommodation might be really, really bad, and therefore you'd think, I'd actually would have rather paid more, but you don't know that until you're there. Whereas by looking at reviews, you get an idea of what the place is going to be like. And I did think that the reviews that I read were very accurate to the place that we stayed in, because a lot of the reviews were saying it's a very nice family-run hotel, and it was. It was a family that ran it. They were all really friendly, really helpful, and were very welcoming. So the reviews, I felt, reflected what I got.
Why did you choose to do everything separately with the flights and the hotels rather than go for a package?
I think the feeling was, well, I think it's because you feel more in control rather than, so you can decide, for example, you can decide the exact flight times. So I didn't take the very cheapest flight. I took a flight in the middle of the day rather than, you know, 6 a.m. in the morning, because to get to the airport for 6 a.m. in the morning is really inconvenient. Whereas a package tour, you might not get that kind of control over each stage. And there is something nice about being independent rather than having everything kind of done for you. So you don't feel like you're on holiday with like 50 other people. I felt once I got there, but the hotel we were in, there were only one or two other British people there. There was just like loads of other Europeans there, so it felt like a proper like change. It wasn't a home from home. So.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, because. And that you want sort of the lowest price, but actually it's more the value
it's value. It's not just the lowest price.
Not just the lowest
you
price.
You want the best that you can get within your budget.
Value for money.
Yeah. So we decided on how much we wanted to spend on the hotel, and we looked within that price range at what was the best option. So it wasn't just the cheapest. There probably would have been cheaper. There's always going to be cheaper. I mean, it was a reasonably nice hotel.
Okay. I got one last question. I don't know, because that's kind of, I can see where you're going. What I'm thinking of is, say a travel company. Yeah. Would they not know their business better? Or is there a sort of element of sort of mistrust between you and the sort of travel company? You think, well, are they going to give me the best deal, or I can better get the best deal myself?
I think my experience, I've only used package tours once or twice, but I don't always think you get the best holiday with them.
Hmm.
I've had some quite shoddy accommodation because I just went for the best deal and possibly didn't do my research. So yeah, and that put me off doing it again.